Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, yesterday, as part of one of the most impressive victories for the Cleveland Guardians this season, 4-0 over the New York Yankees, was their handling of Aaron Judge. Even though he went 2-for-4 yesterday, the Guardians have kept him within the confines of the ballpark so far this series. And one thing that was talked about yesterday was a first pitch guess yesterday for the Yankees at Yankee Stadium was head coach of St. John's, Rick Pitino, who was asked a question on New York Post Sports. How do you think Aaron Judge would fare on the basketball court as opposed to the baseball field?
If Judge were a basketball player, he's 6'7". How do you think he would project on a roster like yours?
He's not quick enough laterally. No, he'd be great. You know, he plays the game of basketball, certainly, and he would be awesome for us.
He did play high school basketball.
I'm sure he did. Now, you've asked this many times, could LeBron James be a good pass rusher?
Yeah.
And we had that out before. Do you think Aaron Judge could play basketball?
No.
At the level of St. John's, could he play at St.
John's? No, probably not. Probably not.
Really?
Maybe it's just he got too big. He got too beefed up. Maybe if he... It looks like he kind of restrictive. I know he's a good athlete in baseball. He's a great athlete, actually. In the outfield, we've seen him track down balls and do all that stuff at his height. But it's just got to be on another level, right? Basketball, got to have that
lateral. Couldn't even out-jump a fan for a foul ball the other night.
That's a tremendous, tremendous point. However, I mean, you got the one guy who was in the... Oh, damn it. Who's in the combine who had the very soft vertical leap? People kept sending it to us during the NBA combine, and it was a guy who was, I can't remember his name. He was hurt. He should have got surgery. He didn't get surgery, and then he still did the vertical leap for the NBA combine this year, and I can't remember the guy's name, so it ends up being a terrible thing to bring up. But either way, if he were to train when he was a kid, like you always said, like, oh, LeBron James, if he grew up playing hockey, he'd been a great hockey player. If he grew up playing football, which he did, and he was a good football player, could he have been a pass rusher? Could Aaron Judge play at St. John's?
He's 6'7". So, yeah, 6'7", you got a chance. You got a chance to play even major D1. I mean, guys at Ohio State, you're 6'7". He scored 18 a game, I guess, in college. I don't know what in high school, I don't know what the level of competition was for Judge.
Was it Johnny Broome, by the way, the guy
you
were saying?
It was John Broome. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
God almighty.
From Auburn, yeah. Well, I was going to say, the Judge's numbers are just ridiculous at this point. We talked about that during the show. He's way back with 391 at this point still. The home runs are the least impressive part of his season
so far. But this is why so far in this series, I think they've had a really good, with Willis and company, I think they've had a really good approach. They've just given up two singles, two walks. Man, that's as good as you're going to do. I think if every team Could just bottle that up for a pair of games against the Yankees and Aaron Judge. You'd feel good about it.
We'll see if Slake
she would.
We'll see if Ciccone can do it tonight. Speaking of large gentlemen, DeJuan Jones, he is less large going into Browns OTAs this year. Got some more svelte during the offseason. Talk about the good care of his body and something else regarding left tackle.
Yeah, I feel like I took care of my body a little bit better this offseason. You know, that was the main thing. Make those little small adjustments from last year to this year and just work on them and, you know, get better. You know, I lost a lot of body fat. And, you know, I pride myself on that. And so, you know, I'm happy about that. My main thing is just to take a challenge on. I personally don't like playing left tackle like that. I don't care. Like, I'm athletic. It comes with the nature of the game.
I love his outlook. I love this whole thing. He's quickly becoming my favorite Cleveland Brown. I love this attitude, and I wish him every bit of success over there because we need it as a football team. We need it as football fans. He looks so much better, and I just want to see him play to that high level. I know he's a physically gifted athlete, speaking of basketball players. I have so much hope for this young man. Well, this I cannot stop saying good things about
this
him.
This is what had to happen, right? I mean, if he was going to have any kind of career in the NFL, you know, his body was one of those things, obviously, they were worried about. Coming out of college is kind of why he went where he went. And then, unfortunately, he has both seasons. They get cut short prematurely. And you just wonder the wear and tear and just carrying around that much weight. So this is
what are you trying to say, Tone?
Does he need to lose weight? I mean, he did. Did he not?
I thought you were referencing someone.
We're still allowed to talk about that in the NFL. I know we did wonder if that was going to be fair game in the WNBA. We asked that 2 weeks ago, remember?
I do believe you did ask me that. That's right.
We allowed to talk about bodies.
I'm going to move on the conversation from that if you don't mind me to do so.
Mitch will run away from every scary thing for him. Go ahead.
Maybe I'll talk to you guys later about that.
Hamina.
Yesterday, the Browns OTAs as well, they broke ground for the new potential facilities over in Berea. And this is Cleveland City or Cuyahoga County Councilman Mike Gallagher taking a shot over recent events regarding the Browns.
And on my way here from back downtown, I drove by Brook Park and into Berea and found out that they are both in Cuyahoga County. I didn't know.
I'm so used to politicians taking shots at the Browns. I was like, well, what are we going to hear there? I was like, oh, okay. Well said. There you go. Nicely done
by
him.
Did I hear Daryl cackling in the background?
Daryl was the one that like posted the clip. He's like, this is the line of the day, you know?
The line of the day, all right.
Daryl literally slaps his knees.
He does.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you think he knee slap?
Yes, but then it could have potentially shaken the camera.
He slaps his knees so hard and so many times, he's almost like about to do like the Bo Ryan hand bone. Like that's how much he slaps his knees.
Going over from that, this is we'll get to this later on in the show, I'm sure, but this is from Breakfast Bowl yesterday, where NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made an appearance, and this was some audio that really kind of caught me off guard because he made the comparison of these NBA Finals to The Super Bowl happened about, I want to say, 13 years ago between the Steelers and the Packers.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So we, in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be there, and it's the best basketball.
Two-storied franchises like the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The one has been around for a while.
They have, but, like, are they storied? They're like an ABA-storied franchise.
Well, and the Thunder is a stolen team. You know, we forget that because it's so long ago that it's kind of like, get over it. You know, we were told that forever.
And Seattle actually won the NBA title, but even they're not considered like one of the meccas of the NBA.
Yeah, are the people in Seattle openly rooting against the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Of course they are.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yes.
So I would say that, and they're going to get a team. I mean, Seattle will get a team. So
we've been talking about it for years. So are we going to start a new team, or are we going to move another team, or what are we going to do here?
Well, expansion's on the way, right?
Is it?
I think it will be, but I will tell you, like, There's no doubt that the NBA has done everything they can to end the super team era, free agents only want to go to handful of cities in the NBA era. Like, now they've made it impossible because of that. The question is, was it overreach? And are they going to screw teams like Oklahoma City and Cleveland for putting together too good of teams on their own
in an organic way?
Because now it's going to be tough for the Cavs. Like, they might already have to lose guys this year. Like, we're talking about a combination of Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, Isaac Okoro. Like, you shouldn't have to lose guys because you built up a really good team. Oklahoma City is going to have to do that as well. They're going to have to get rid of like six guys on his team over the next 2 years.
Well, you got what you said you wanted, and people wanted to get rid of super teams, so I can't go complaining. And again, I think that we overrate the people who are complaining it, because the people who complain about this type of thing are some of the bigger voices in the game of basketball who are either ex-players or they are journalists. I don't think the general fan cares that much about it being the middle of the country. I think the general fan will line up and watch. However, it does give us something to talk about at 7 o'clock to some level, where Tone wants to know why you're not watching the NBA Finals, and he wants to strike down all your reasons to not watch the NBA Finals.
And
it's an open challenge from Tone to all of you why you're not watching the NBA Finals. Go ahead, Mitch.
And finally, if you're not watching the NBA Finals, you might be watching the Stanley Cup Finals, specifically Game 1.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half-boards, under pressure, turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McDavid in front, one time, and score! Leon Draisaitl, 4-3, Edmonton!
That's via Oilers Radio Network. Edmonton in pursuit to become the first Canadian team since 93 to win the Cup.
I am torn. I love Doug Plagans. He is the radio man for the Florida Panthers. He used to be the Cleveland Monsters play-by-play man. Good man, thorough. But Edmonton, I watched this show on NHL Network years ago called Oil Change. And it just kind of reminded me of the Browns.
Is it a five-minute show?
They're the Browns. No. It was 22 minutes with commercials.
Long form.
It's 22 minutes with commercials.
They did a
72
point inspection.
The lube stop commercials are in my head now. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. But I'm a little bit torn because Canada, it's a nice country with nice people. Edmonton, nice community from what I'm told. Oilers kind of remind me of the Browns, but you know, Florida is in the U.S. I'm a United States citizen. But it's Florida. It's hockey. But it's Doug. I don't want to root for the Panthers in this situation. I think I'm going to root for the Panthers.
I don't know. What can you tell me which of the 50 nifty United States Edmonton is closest to?
Well, they're Western Canada, correct? Mm-hmm. So they would be closest to Montana or the Dakotas?
Boom! I am impressed. Folks, Kenny,
I know my geography, folks.
That is a Geography B winner right there. I am shocked.
Champions Post.
I swear I was going to say North Dakota, and I looked, and nope, it was Montana. Exactly right.
And from what I'm told, I know a lot about Ontario and the Maritimes, thanks to Trailer Park Boys. I know very little about Western Canada. I watched Corner Gas, but...
Vancouver looks beautiful.
Yes. I knew about that. I knew that it's a very beautiful city. My buddy's been to Edmonton. He's traveled to all over Canada. Yeah. He lived in Toronto. Best man at my wedding. Is that it for About Last Night?
It is.
Outstanding. Yes. He's wonderful. He commutes to Pittsburgh now from Youngstown.
Whoa. Okay.
And all his coworkers are Steelers fans.
I just found, wow. I'm finding round trips. So you got to get to Detroit, though, to Edmonton, if you want to go.
What, as far as a plane is concerned?
Yeah, $330, but what, that's from Detroit. You got to get to Detroit.
What's the drive, though, from Cleveland, Ohio to Edmonton?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.